In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I can remember very clearly three remarks that my parents frequently made during my growing up days at home. The first one was, "Duke, were you born in a barn? Please shut," oh yeah, you too, "please shut the door." The second one that I received often, "When will you ever grow up?" But the third one was, "Have you forgotten something?" That one was a dressing down by one of my parents for not saying thank you after I was given something. The last question was the one that really came to mind the other day after I read that story from St. Luke's Gospel about the one Joseph just read, about Jesus healing those 10 men who had leprosy. When only one bothered to come back to Jesus to say thank you, 10 people got healed of something really awful, and only one bothered to say thank you. If my mother would have been there that day with Jesus, she would have said to those 9 ungrateful lepers, "Have you forgotten something, the 9 of you? Don't you want to say thank you to Jesus?" Well, I was in conversation one Sunday after the 11 o'clock service downtown with a member of the church maybe 14 years ago. That man, actually a medical doctor, told me that when he was a child, World War II virtually demolished the town in Holland where he was growing up. I remember his vivid description that Sunday after church. He told me that food in Holland, where he lived, was almost unavailable. The people of the town, he said, I remember this so clearly, the people in the town were eating tulip bulbs. They were starving nearly to death. Then he told me, in the midst of all that, one morning, the pastor at the church in the town invited our family and all the other families around to come together at the church and to ask God, "Please help us." I remember, he said, I was about 8 years old. I was 8 years old, he said. We prayed for more than an hour. I was taken by the prayers of some of our neighbors. Then he said to me, suddenly, at 8 years old, as people were praying, I actually felt the presence of God there in that room, hearing those prayers that people were praying. And then he said, the very next morning, food flights from the United States of America came from airplanes. Those food distributions came from airplanes that were flying over our town. And then he ended the story by telling me that those packages of food from the people of the United States saved so many people from starving to death. And it helped all of us renew our faith in Almighty God, hearing our prayers the day before. But then he added this. He said, "Pastor, my family never sits down at the table for a meal since then without giving thanks to God for God's gift of food here on the table in front of us." USAID, our country's focused agency on emergency food assistance, would normally be preparing from the people of the United States food to assist our neighbors in the Caribbean, whose lives have been so dramatically changed the past 24 hours, so severely affected by the devastating winds and rain of Hurricane Melissa. But the entire USAID agency, designed to provide food aid in times of crisis, no longer exists. It has been shut down by our government. If they were operational tonight, they would be preparing to help the very people we prayed for at the beginning of the service, who have spent their lives there on the islands in the Caribbean. Those 10 sick men in this evening's gospel just couldn't find a miracle drug around them in those days to get them out of the horrific circumstances of their leprosy. But they had heard about a man named Jesus, that he had the power and the compassion to heal people. And those men thought, maybe he could just help us out of this crisis we're in. So when they saw Jesus passing by them, the gospel says they shouted out, "Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. Master, Master, stop and help us." Their need was real, and the solution was suddenly so near to them. They had heard so much about Jesus, the man. And the gospel says the Lord Jesus had compassion on them and mercy for them, and he healed them. But only one of them, one of the 10, came back to say thank you to Jesus. Remember what I told you my mother would have said to those other 9 men? "Have you forgotten something?" Well, this evening I want to invite you and those of you who are watching our service online, I want to invite you, when you turn in for the night, your prayer might begin, "Dear God, you have really given me so much. So as this day ends, I want to tell you, Lord, thank you for remembering me this day. As you remembered me on that day when you went to the cross for me, and on that day when your Father in heaven lifted you up from the dead. Amen.